Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler. Ciao.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay. It's Sunday, May 29th, 2011. Welcome to Mega Show. Shouts to Beach Bum 55 and Kishu for making it into the chat room on time. Appreciate it. I wasn't on time. I was late. I am late. I was hanging out with Goopy Bone. It was Goopy Bone's birthday today, and I was celebrating with him on his show just moments ago. And so I'm still kind of on a little buzz hanging out with him. So shouts out to Goofy Bone, a great friend of the program. Happy birthday, bro. And Goofy, I hope here's wishing that you give a bone to some lucky lady tonight. And hopefully that lady is the lady you most want to give a bone to. Alrighty. Hey, it's Sunday night. It's Mega Show. It's open lines. Nothing on the agenda other than talking to you. I'm your audio erotic host. For the next 2 hours, we can chop it up about anything and everything. I, on the other hand, am very juiced about all the stuff that I'm catching on Twitter. There are two things that just happened recently. The one that's still sort of unfolding in real time right now that I'm kind of jazzed on is this whole PBS got hacked. Their website, the PBS website, was hacked tonight by an anonymous hacker, and it's still, for all intents and purposes, oh my God, this guy is posting videos now. It's insane. I follow this guy, LulzSec, on Twitter, and this guy apparently has the inside scoop on the hackage, or he was the hacker of the PBS website. And he posted a page, and it's still there, pbs.org/lulz. And apparently, I'll read, it's already a news item, obviously. Let me find, I have so many stupid windows open. This is ridiculous. Where is the goddamn chat room? There you guys are. All right, what is Kishu saying here in the chat room? She's saying, Kishu in the chat room is just getting us all up to speed on her fapping activity. Thanks, Keisha. Appreciate it. Keisha, of course, has had the last couple nights off from the program. Shouts out to Mouse for filling in on Friday night. Free Ball Friday with Mouse was amazing. Great show. I had a great little freaky tale session with Mouse. Shouts out to Mouse and Goofy Bone for letting me borrow Mouse for the evening while Keisha was dead. And then last night, Keisha was dead again, and I had Mrs. PG and Ruby Sexy Candy on with me. Oh, my God. That was so fucking fun. Oh, my God. So, Keisha, feel free to die whenever. But yeah, I'm glad you're back. You're back to, you came back to life. And I think she's here. Let's bring her on. Hey, Keisha.
Hi, Vince. You were talking about me.
I know, because you were dead. You were dead for 2 days straight.
Dude, I just fucking slept. I fell asleep. I needed to get some sleep. I haven't been, you know, okay, seriously, I get like 2 hours of sleep a night. And since I started doing your show, what, like 2 months ago, I've literally gotten 2 hours of sleep a night for the last, you know, whatever, 2 months. And I finally caught up on all my sleep yesterday and the day before. I still feel kind of funky, though. I feel like kind of shitty. Cause, like, you know, like when you wake up because you slept too long, you feel kind of sick. I kind of feel that way.
Hmm. It's all good. No, you deserved a couple of nights off. You know, you do a good job here on the show. You've actually become a producer, which I can't believe it.
Making you play, you know, all this awesome music.
Seriously? No, I mean, no, I'm not talking about that. Well, I'm talking about you're trying to. If we can line up with this interview with the Wombats, that would be epic. And if that happens, that is all your creation. You produced that.
Yeah, so you're officially get a lot of people to do interviews.
You should just start booking people for the show.
Don't want them to know about me. Because the thing is like nobody in my real life like knows about any of this shit on the internet. And if they did, they probably think I was crazy. Nobody knows Keisha. They all know, you know, my other name.
Well,
my real name, nigga.
It's all good. Oh. We know you. I know you. That's all that really matters.
But thank you. I'm glad that you think I do a really good job on the show, because I think I do a really boring job on the show, and I think everybody else thinks that. But I'm glad you think I do a good job. That really makes me smile. And you know what? In 4 days, I will be there. I'm so stoked, dude.
I know. Keisha will be on location in the studio. I guess we'll be doing, what, 5 or 6 straight days of broadcasting with Keisha. Keisha will be in studio for 6 days. It's going to be intense.
Oh. And the dogs are going
out. Can somebody shoot the dog, please? Please.
There's 4 of them.
Please shoot them.
Well, I think my grandparents are home. They went to the casino tonight and blew a bunch of money, which they do like every week. Yeah, that's
all right. So I'm going to read you this report of what happened today.
Oh, God.
Are you okay, Keisha?
Oh, shit. Dude, there's a huge fucking snake in the pool. Hold on. There's always something interesting going on.
All right, you take care of the snake. You take care of the snake. I want to read this news article. I'm fascinated by this. I don't care what anybody thinks. The PBS website, pbs.org, was hacked earlier today. And these hackers infiltrated the website earlier today, and they published fake news items a la The Onion. About, one of the items claimed that legendary rappers Tupac and Biggie Smalls were alive and well in New Zealand. The hacking group LulzSec broke into the site after it cracked the security on the media stalwart website. They hacked the security. I don't know, they got into the fucking PBS website, obtained access to credentials held in databases, and the details were used to publish the story on The Rundown under the byline PBS WebTech about 30 minutes ago. The story reads, prominent rapper Tupac has been found alive and well in a small resort in New Zealand, locals report. The small town, unnamed due to security risks, allegedly housed Tupac and Biggie Smalls, another rapper, for several years. One local, David File, recently passed away, leaving evidence and reports of Tupac's visit to in a dairy, which he requested be shipped to his family in the United States. Blah, 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 blah. The group has also injected a defacement page on the PBS.org site and posted the attack on Twitter. And I just recently started following Lulzsec on Twitter. And they did indeed post a lot of stuff on Twitter. Pretty ballsy. If you talk about lulz, I mean, that's more than lulz. That's balls. And the page is still up. The defacement page is just basically pbs.org/lulz, L-U-L-Z. It's pbs.org/lulz. It's still up. And what it is, for those of you who are just listening, it looks like the Nyan Cat. I don't even know how to say that. Nyan Cat, N-Y-A-N, the Nyan Cat. It's just that little cat. It's a still of that cat flying with the rainbow flying, you know, streaming out of its butt. And it says, all your base are belong to Lulzsec. And then there's a little picture in the corner of some, like, caricature drinking some wine. And in the very corner, it has the Twitter Lulzsec link. And it says, and there's a little caption at the bottom that I can't read through this site. I have to go to the actual thing. Yeah, there's a caption on the picture as well, and it says, "Hey Anonymous, we heard you were having trouble." I don't know what the hell that means. Who knows? Maybe this is PBS just. God damn, who knows? But somebody at PBS is going to, heads are going to roll at PBS. Oh, geez, they might, who knows, they might end up losing the funding. They get the 10% that allegedly they get around 10% of their funding from the federal government. So I don't think that'll be a major hit. I mean, they, you know, 10%, come on, you can still survive on that, whatever it is. Just cut loose some of those, whatchamacallit, some of those dinosaurs that you have working on there. They probably pay some of those talking heads like a ridiculous, obscene amount of money to just sit up there and just blather on about nothing. Kind of like me, pay me. They can pay me half the money and I'll be twice as entertaining, I promise. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I have so many goddamn chats open, it's ridiculous. But here we go. Goofy's got some. What's this Goofy? We've got a link, a Huffington Post link. So are you saying that Huffington Post might have got hacked too? Wow, this would be epic if Huffington Post and PBS both got simultaneously hacked, along with Congressman Wiener's Twitter account. I mean, what's up with that? Kishu is fucking spamming me. Link, you have the link. Oh man, shit is out of control, folks. It's the rapture though, right? The rapture, this is all part of the rapture. Oh man, you gotta love it. I have so many goddamn things open, I can't tell what's going on. I gotta get my head on straight here, folks. It's Mega Show. It's a little bit by the seat of my pants tonight, but I do have Kishu holding me down. Oh, in the chat, I've got Beachbum55, Goofy Bone, Kishu, and Stabby McHuggs. I love you, Stabby McHuggs. You're my boy. All right, and shouts, of course, to Kishu for spamming me in a private chat with the N-word repeated over and over about a billion times. And I think that means I need to take a little break here, get myself together. Once again, shouts to Stabby McHugs. I really appreciate your love, if you will. This dude, Stabby McHugs, hung out the entire show last night. And that was okay with me. I might have said that I thought that these people hacked the Huffington Post too, but no, this is a story from the Huffington Post about what I just talked about. So yeah, apparently a lot of people found out about this through Facebook and Twitter, where people were saying, we're linking to this PBS story. And now this over here at Huffington Post, it's saying that Lowell's boat has claimed responsibility. Lowell's boat. Oh, Lowell's sec. Yeah, same thing. Lowell's boat instead of the love boat is the Lowell's boat. Like if you go to their Twitter page here, I'll just see, so you seem kind of on the same page with me. These are the people that are taking responsibility for that, Lulzsec. And if you go to their, they have a YouTube video up, a link to the love boat theme, but instead of the love boat, it's the Lulz boat. Know what I'm saying?
Come aboard, we're expecting you.
And Lowell's.
Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you.
Lowell's boat. The Lowell's boat.
Promises something for everyone.
All right. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll dedicate that to the Lowell's boat crew. That was cool. Kinda Jesus, let me get a drink of water. Hang on. Ah, refreshing. It's agua, H2O, filtered for my pleasure. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. If you want to send me hate mail, love mail, dirty pictures, obscene photos of yourself doing weird things with home appliances, VinceInTheBay@gmail.com. Send it to me at my email, VinceInTheBay@gmail.com. Also, I'm on the YouTube. I gotta get my ass in gear and start doing the YouTube videos more. But I am on YouTube, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And shouts to BeachBone55, Goofy Bone, Kishu, and Stabby McHugs. All holding it down in the chitty chat room. And, yeah, so there you have it. All right, Kishu, you're there, right? Kishu. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I'm here. I was just muted.
All right, so what Arctic Monkeys song are we going to open up with tonight?
Oh, Crying Lightning.
There it
you
is.
Keep talking about that song comes up on your iPod. So
yeah, dude. Well, see, there's a field with a track around it that's really close to where I live, and that's sometimes how I get my exercises. I just go over there and walk around the track for like an hour or so, and so I just listen to my iPod, and it seems like every time I'm like I'll be messaging K Kishu, that and listening to my iPod while walking around the track, there's been a couple of times where that song Crying Lightning came on. It was just kind of like a jinx sort of thing, you know what I mean? But I also know that the iTunes shuffle mode is a piece of garbage. Like, it's terrible. It really is. The iTunes shuffle mode, it's the worst thing ever. I don't know what it does to detect what the next song should be. I think it, instead of choosing a song that might be in the same genre, I think it chooses a song that sounds exactly like the song that just played. So it usually plays, like, the same artist two or three times in a row. It's really weird. But then I have a couple of Arctic Monkeys songs on my iPod, but that's the only one that ever comes up when it's in shuffle mode. Like, it never plays another Arctic Monkeys song. I don't get it. Like, have I not had it on shuffle mode long enough?
It's just a good one. It's just a good song.
Is it trying to tell me something? I don't know. I'm not going to think too much about it. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
All right, Deep Beach Bum. You speaking of laying low, bro? Beach Bum, you need to lay low. What's up? Look at this. Beach Bum is spamming my chat with Debbie Daly links. It's not cool. What are you, part of the Debbie Daly mafia? Debbie Daly crew spamming my chat. It's like what Bill Wagoner does. He'll come in, he'll start his show, and he'll come into everybody else's show and spam his show and then start his show. Class act. So, Beach Bum, I don't know, are you an informant for Debbie Daly? Debbie Daly thinks I hate her. I think I'm just going to play along just for the hell of it. Kishu, you're not muted. I don't know why you're not talking.
What?
Or are you just not interested in saying anything to me?
Oh, no. I was just stalking some people on the internet.
Oh, but, okay. Go ahead. You know,
they're
never mind.
They're going to be in San Francisco on Friday. So.
Yeah, right on. Yeah,
I'm looking at the wombat shit right now. I'm just so excited about it, you know?
Oh, I'm totally excited about it. And you know who I'm excited to bring on to the program now is, I believe we have Victoria now. Hey, Victoria.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, honey?
I'm kind of recovering. I've had a very long night. I can't sleep.
Oh, what's the matter? Do you want to talk about it, or would you rather just not talk about it and keep your mind on other things? What's the deal?
Well, I've already explained to you what happened and earlier and. Confronted the situation, it only got
Victoria, earlier you told me about the situation on a private conversation on the phone. Now we're on my radio show. It's two different things. So I don't know if you want to talk about what it is that we are referring to here. I don't know if this is the right venue for that, but I just want to remind you, you are on my radio show now, so just beware.
No, I mean I'm not going to really talk about anything big. It's just, I confronted the situation. It just escalated, and that's it. It just, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I'm the one with the problem because I'm too nice. I don't know. Sometimes I just get really like, I don't know.
It's okay. I knowing your situation, I think you're going to be okay. I think you're going to recover and you're going to move on. You'll be a stronger person for it. No doubt about it.
Thank you. That's very comforting. Thank you. It's very comforting. Thank you. Thank you for listening earlier. I mean, is Kishu there?
Yeah, Kishu's here. She's busy stalking people on the internet, but she's around.
Kishu, really, thank you. Thank you, too.
No,
thank
no
you.
Problem, dude. Anytime. You know, I hope it'll work out for you for sure, but I have confidence they will because, like Ben said, you are a very strong woman, so you'll make through it, get through it.
You know that even the strongest people in the world are the people that fall. That's why I don't. Why I mean, you know, one thing I've learned, and I've learned about people that are strong, is that we all have a weak side, all of us as humans, and we have a point where we fall. And yeah, we have to be strong, but we're always, you know, we're humans. We're not animals. We're not walls. You know, we're humans. We have feelings and we feel things. And
that's just very true.
Part of life. Part of life. You know, I prefer, you know, one thing I tell you is I prefer to, like, I tell people this all the time, and I learned this in college. And I was doing my undergraduate for communications. And, you know, you have to let things out. You have to let people know how you feel. And if they can't handle it, then that's it. But at least they already know where they fall, where they are. You can't just not communicate. Even with nonverbals, it always comes out. Something always comes out in the wash. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So, let's see. How's Keisha was telling me she's going up to see you, so and I wish I could go, but
yeah,
I need an extra day.
Sorry, go ahead.
I would need an extra day to come back. God, I don't know. I mean, I'm tempted.
Well, it's going to be, she's coming in this week. It's going to be Friday. We'll do, starting Friday, we're going to do all the shows. She's going to be my in-studio co-host, so it's going to be pretty fun. It's going to be cool. And we're going to go see the Wombats, her favorite band, who she makes me play on my show all the time. They're playing in San Francisco the week that she's here. And we're going to go see the show and hopefully try to get them to be on my show at some point. And, yeah, we're just going to party and have a good time.
The Wombats, what band is it again?
The Wombats.
I've never heard of them. Where?
Oh, my God, you haven't listened to my show closely enough, obviously. They're from England. I don't know. Kishu's like a big fan of theirs. She can tell you. Tell us who the Wombats are, Keisha.
Yeah, tell me. I'm curious.
They're from Liverpool, England. Hold on. I'll read to you a little thing here. Give me a second. Patience. Anyways, yeah, they're going to be playing like a little one-off gig in San Francisco, and Vince and I are going to hit up. So we're really excited. I mean, I've since their new album came out, I've been having Vince play their songs in the show for, a month and a half, almost 2 months now. So it's definitely very exciting for us. And like you said, hopefully we'll get to interview them and have them on the show. Hopefully everything works out. And, you know, it'll be good times.
Oh, yeah, good times.
My computer is running so slow.
Wow, that pbs.org/lulls still in effect. They still have not taken down pbs.org/lulls. Right now, hackers one, PBS zero.
Yeah, I heard about that anonymous thing. What's going on? Tell me the story about that one. You got to report that one. I haven't heard that one yet.
Okay, I've been talking about it nonstop, but I'll keep talking about it. Basically, these hackers hacked into the pbs.org website. And they obtained the pass, like basically they obtained access to all the security clearance type of stuff that you need to do whatever, to just raise hell on their website. I mean, they went in there and they posted, they posted fake news stories. They posted a story that Biggie and Tupac were alive in New Zealand. They posted they took down, I think the Biggie and Tupac story has been taken down. But they created another little, like, Easter egg page. Well, it's not an Easter egg because they plastered it on fucking Twitter. But it's still up. It's pbs.org/lulls, L-U-L-Z. And but this hacker group that did it, they posted on their Twitter links to, like, all the passwords and login names for all of the station affiliates in the entire pbs.org fucking conglomerate, like all the individual affiliate stations all over the United States, like hundreds and hundreds of login names, passwords, email accounts, everything. Like, God knows what kind of damage was done before all this stuff was taken down, which hasn't been taken down yet. It's still up. And so this Lulz page that they created, I posted it, I spammed it in the chat several times. I'll do it again. It's still up at 11:36 p.m. Pacific time here on Sunday, May 29th. Here you go, pbs.org/lulz. Still in effect, still an active link. They have not taken it down. This is what's brilliant, though, is these hackers, they coordinate these things for, like, long weekends like this where they know that the defenses will be down a little bit. Like, they won't have as much technical support on staff over a long Memorial Day weekend, for example. And so this shows you right here. And here's your tax dollars. You know, we're funding this organization with 10% of our tax dollars. And, you know, it's being funded. 10% of its funding is coming from our tax dollars. And they're getting caught with their pants down right now. As did, what's his name, Anthony Weiner. I think Anthony Weiner got hacked too, and he got caught with his pants down, but sort of virtually, and you know, literally virtually, whatever. And so, Victoria, I'm trying to, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I want to describe, so did you see the link that I posted in the chat, or are you not in the chat?
No, I keep telling you that for some reason I can't go into chat. I don't know what's wrong with my computer that
right.
I can't go
so,
in there.
So you're just listening. You're just listening. Good. So I want to describe to you this page, this pbs.org/lulz. This page, it's a screen capture of the Nyan Cat. You know what I'm talking about, the Nyan Cat?
No, who is the Nyan Cat?
Oh, you don't know the Nyan Cat. Well, let me tell you. So that's the Nyan Cat song. That's basically just this really annoying song that just kind of loops over and over like this for about 3 minutes. And it's sort of like a Rick Roll. I don't know. It's just a meme, an internet meme.
Yeah, it sounds a little annoying.
Yeah, a lot of the kids will call into the Ghost Show and play that. Like ghosts will get trolled by trolls that will play this. Anyway, so this troll group decided that they would get their lulz by creating this little shut off that fucking piece of all right. So basically,
you're making me laugh, and that's good. That's good therapy right now.
So basically, this cat, it's just a video of this cat flying through space, but it's a really like low budget, like looks like a Nintendo video game, like 8-bit. Animation of this cat flying through space with a rainbow shooting out of its butt, and so these people have taken a screen capture of that and then added onto it a saying that says all your base are belong to Lulzsec, and they also put a little animation, a little caricature that I think is a. It's out of the New York Times. It looks like the comic character from the New Yorker magazine or something. Whatever, some little sophisticated looking bourgeoisie the caricature sitting there sipping on some wine in the corner, and right next to him is the Twitter link for the Twitter account for this hacker group Lulzsec. Or the Lulz boat, as they're also known as. And there's a caption on the photo, and it says, "Hey, Anonymous, we heard you were having trouble." I don't know what the fuck that... Oh, I see what that means. Basically, that's a little wink to Anonymous, I guess, because I don't know if you're... Goofy talks about the troll wars. Well, there's also another internet war battle going on, or that just kind of started, or I don't know if it's still going on, but the group Anonymous had a little hacktivist war that just happened, and it resulted in a big coup d'etat within the organization of Anonymous, and now a lot of folks have splintered off from the original Anonymous group. A lot of people that were originally in the group have left, and they're starting their own thing on their own. So there's a lot of turmoil going on. So I think this group here that hacked into the PBS site. I think they're doing I think these are former anonymous folks that have been disgruntled and are leaving. I think these are the people that. I think this is all the fallout of that Sony, the Sony PlayStation thing, where that I think that caused a big upheaval within. I think that caused a big shitstorm within Anonymous because people hacked into that Sony PlayStation thing, and I guess that sort of pissed off some folks within that Anonymous circle. And a bunch of folks just left. They just said, fuck it, I'm out of here, I'm done, I'm gone, I'm outie. And now they're doing their own thing. And I think these folks that just hacked PBS are some of those disgruntled anonymous people that are off on their own now. And obviously they're starting their own thing, this Lulzsec thing, the Lulz boat. And they're just giving a little wink and a nod over to Anonymous. So, shouts to them. That was pretty ballsy by this Lulzsec. I mean, we'll see how that.
I think it's pretty sexy and lulzy.
Yeah.
It's pretty lulzy.
Lulzy and ballsy.
I want to say something. I thought that Anonymous. I'm a little like I became a little confused until I think I got it now, and I'm not too sure if I got it or not yet. But I thought Anonymous and BWC were the same people, and I thought they were all involved in the same.
No. Oh God, no. Not at all. Not even close.
I even asked Burns.
You know what I say to that? You know what I say to that, Victoria? Anyway.
I love it.
Shouts out to Lulzsec, the Lulz boat. I'm going to do a Lulz boat. They just gave me the idea. I don't care. I'm going to fucking bite off of that. I'll do the Love Boat remake, but turn it into Lulz Boat. Hell yeah. It's going to sound something like
your
this.
Cover songs are so hilarious.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm just kidding. My cover songs. Yeah, dude, I have some. Oh, my God. I have so many cover songs
crazy.
In the works. I have some serious cover songs in the works that are going to fucking blow your mind. You don't even know.
If you can do some cover songs of the songs I love, then it'd probably blow my mind.
In fact,
other cover
that's going to be part
all
of
away.
I'm going to give away some of it right now, a little teaser for you. Kishu, part of your job as producer here when you come and hang out with me for the next week, is to help me produce a couple of music videos for some of these songs that I'm doing. I've got a song. All I'm going to say is this, is a little teaser. I'm going to do a song dedicated to Ghost, and I'm going to shoot the music video with Kishu while we're out here, while she's out here, and it's going to fucking blow your fucking minds, people. And it's just for Ghost. It's because I love Ghost so much. You don't even know. And well, everybody knows. It's obvious. How can you not love Ghost? He's awesome. And I have an idea for a song dedicated just to him, and that's in the works right now. I'm writing the lyrics right now, and I'm planning out sketching out the shot list for the music video. It's going to be epic. Let's just say, like, I scouted out locations the other day. And I had no idea this existed until I took a little hike in through Golden Gate Park over the weekend. But I went through Golden Gate Park, and there's a little, like, throughout Golden Gate Park, there's weird little patches of grass with picnic benches and stuff, and sometimes they'll have, a fountain or a little jungle gym for your kids or something, and it'll be like a little play area or a little picnic area or something, and it'll be named something like the John Smith Memorial Picnic Ground, and there's one, and I shit you not, it's called Mark's Meadow, and it's spelled M-A-R-X, like Karl Marx. Karl is Mark's Meadow. And I fucking tweeted that shit to Ghost just to piss him off. Mm. I gotta find that tweet. I'll show you that picture.
Hell yeah,
Earl Marx, Mr.
Pretty
Communism.
Much like,
as long as we see the wombats play, and as long as we get to go to the Exploratorium, I'm happy. You know, that's, we can do whatever the fuck else. But every time I'm in San Francisco, I always go to the fucking Exploratorium, mainly just because of that fucking photo booth they have is so much win. But, you know, there's also a lot of other win at the Exploratorium. And, you know, since I have the mentality of a child, like all of my other friends, I'm sure that it'll be very enjoyable. But, yeah. So I'm down for whatever events. I think we're going to have tons of fun. I can't even wait. I'm so excited.
There's going to be some
more Kyushu videos soon to come. That's the only thing I worry about.
It's all good. You know what? If there are other Kyushu videos out there, they should just release them yourself. Like beat them to the punch. Why not?
Burns has a bunch of them, but he won't give them to me.
Because then they have no more ammunition, right? Like, that was why I was glad that butt video got out there, because seriously, that's like the worst thing out there of me is my that.
None of them are bad. I think they're fucking hilarious, to be honest. But you know.
Anyway, let's give a shout out to the chat room. We got some folks hanging out. Beachbum 55, Dick Burns, Kishu, Mac Mike, Stinny, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs, and Troy Shadow. Shouts out to Red Medicine, taking a night off from the Deb Daily Show to hold it down in my chat room. I love you, Red Medicine. You're always fun to have around. I have no clue what your sexual orientation is, but I guess it doesn't really matter. But I somehow fancy you to be like a hermaphrodite for some reason, because I'm conflicted.
Well, that he/she is damn sexy.
Do you know her sexual orientation, Keisha? Do you know something I don't?
I don't know. You know, you're gonna have to ask. You're gonna pick that up with a Red Medicine.
Because I'd love to know whether Red Medicine has a vagina or not, so I can know whether I can stalk her. Yes. Oh, of course. She just says yes. He just says yes. Whatever. Red Medicine.
Vagina.
Female or male? Female or male? Are you a female or a male? And if so, what do you like to fornicate with, males or females? And, of course, Red Medicine keeps saying yes to everything. All right, fuck you, Red Medicine. That's fine. I don't care. You know what? Forget it. I don't care. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. In fact, I just decided if you tell me, I'm going to just, like, put plugs in my ears and go blah, 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 because I don't want to know, right?
No, I can't get that image of Dick Burns the other day and what I told you on the phone. It's life in the Bay, baby.
Oh shit! I'm working on getting I'm putting together a new little montage of clips to play like during the breaks and stuff. And I'm gonna include. That's life in the Bay.
Vince, let me tell you the most classic one I still remember. It's the one that I think Dick Burns made of you being gay. And
that's
the whole thing.
Yeah, this one right here. Here. This is it. You want to hear it right now? This will make you laugh. You need to get a nice, healthy laugh out. So I'm gonna play this just
really
for you. This
do.
Is classic
really
Dick Burns.
Like shit.
This is Dick Burns impersonating me on Vincent. This is Dick Burns impersonating Vincent the Bay on the Ghost program. And yeah, enjoy. It's for you, Victoria.
Yeah. What's going on? Yeah. Hey. It's Vincent the Bay. I'm in the bathroom right now. I gotta be really quiet. But I got a story for you.
All right. Well, first of all, why are you in the crapper telling me this?
Well, it gets to that. It gets to that. So I was at the park, and I ended up being in this circle, passing around a joint. I had a bunch of joints going around. There were like 10 guys in there. And, like, only, like, two girls, but they were, like, way across from me. And so I ended up getting, we had, like, four joints going. And then I got one, and one thing led to another, and I ended up kissing on this guy. And
Dude, what are you talking about kissing on a guy? Are you kidding me?
Well, sometimes that happens when you smoke weed, but I live in San Francisco. But basically, I just ran to the bathroom after that to go jerk one out so I wouldn't be tempted to have sex with this guy.
This is a really disgusting revelation there, Vince. Are you actually admitting this? This is something that you partake in?
Well, I was just saying that it was actually kind of a smart idea to jerk one out so I didn't have sex with a guy.
Well, first of all, why do you even need to go into the bathroom and rub one out so that you don't have any temptations with some guy? I mean, living in San Francisco, Vince, is it that tempting for you, honestly? I mean, you're around it so much. Is it the negative gay energy that's just wanting you to, kneel down and service a glory hole in some shit stall somewhere?
Well, I mean, sometimes when a guy's rubbing on you out here, and, I mean, just next thing you know, you got a tongue in your mouth. That's life in the Bay.
This is horrible. This is just utterly disgusting, Vince. Why are you saying this now?
I was hoping I could get more people from the gay community to follow me on Twitter.
Are you shitting me, man? Or is this a joke? I mean, Vince in the Bay is coming out. He's coming out of the closet, for Christ's sake. Are you okay, Vince? Are you sure you didn't just, smoke some kind of, PCP or something? You're just wigging out?
Man, I smoke some good medical-grade cannabis. That's all I got to say. I mixed the sativa with the indica, and now I'm in big trouble.
Fucking hilarious. You gotta love it. That's Dick Burns, people. That's motherfucking Dick Burns.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got Tammy White.
Oh, yeah. It's Vince in the Bay. Back here with you, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Open lines. Victoria and Kishu back here. Victoria, what'd you think of that?
I think that's a classic. I think that's the classics of all classics. Let me tell you that. I was the first time I heard that, I was laughing. And then I brought it to work, and we sat there. And there was really nothing going on in between, There's usually a pause, a big pause. And I pitched it over to a coworker of mine. He's actually from California. He had a PR firm. So he studied communications. And he has laughed so much. He was turning red as a freaking tomato. He's like, who are these people? I'm like, dude, let me tell you, the guy that did this, he's amazing. That to me, that's very talented. To do something like that, you got to have a lot of balls. You can't just. I couldn't do something like that, but he has a pair of balls on him to do something like that.
And it's always just off the top of the head madness. I was there the day that he did that. And we're just sitting there, and we're going to call Ghost and pretend I've been. And he just shit it out, I was like fucking dying. I was about to piss my pants. I had to go in the bathroom because I thought I was going to piss my pants. I was like biting my hand, trying not to laugh. Oh, it was really good. It was good times. And that's probably one of the best things I've ever heard Dick Burns do live.
And it's probably my most hit video with my name on it. Of all the videos that have my real name on it, it's got the most hits. Seriously.
Nice.
I don't know. He's a brilliant. He's a genius. Somehow he just pulls it off, blows me away.
Yeah, where is Dick tonight? Dick, call in.
Yeah,
we're
gonna
need some Dick here.
Yeah
Burns,
Dick.
Come on, man.
He says Dick says Victoria wants my balls. Is that right, Victoria? I think Victoria is available now, Dick. So she might want Dick in your balls. Dick's balls.
The thing is,
and Dick's
is,
dick.
Is, that matter. You don't want a dick without balls, you know?
Like he says, lick my balls when he starts saying that on a message that he has of Anonymous. He has a picture of Anonymous or something.
Lick my balls. Lick my balls.
Lick my freaking balls.
This is
the best therapy ever. To laugh, the best therapy ever. The only
very
therapy.
True.
Vince is our antidepressant.
What? What's that?
I said you. You are
our antidepressant.
I see what you're saying. I am the antidepressant.
Yes. Well, I was saying you're mine and Victoria's antidepressant, but
Dick, forget it. Dick, did
and
you see the homo clown? Did you see the homo clown, the new homo clown one?
Oh, the
about
homo clown's rap. It's pretty weird.
I saw, he sent it to me, and then Strope sent me something else, and then he keeps going in and out. I don't know what the hell's going on with Strope. He has, I don't know how many fucking accounts now. He keeps sending me things, and I'm like, what the hell? Now I don't know if it's Strope or it's a fake Strope, because I think he opened another account now with his real picture. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Strope is something else.
Between Strope and Burns, they're gonna kill me. They're killing me here.
They're gonna get famous.
I listened to Dick Burns' rap, his Insane Clown Posse rap.
Talking about.
Yeah. That's the one I'm talking about.
Rap.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's what you're talking about. Oh, I gotta get that uploaded too. My God, where I'm so fucking behind the times. Hang on, let me work on that. Or Dick Burns, just send me the audio. If you have just the audio, it'll save me the trouble if you just send it to me. But, I can rip it off of the YouTube video, too. It don't matter. But I'd love to have that audio.
Well, Dick made one, and Strope and Matt made one. So there's two homo clowns.
I got one from Dick, then I got one from Strope, and then I got it from someone else. I don't know who the hell that person is. I didn't accept that person because I didn't know who they were. But Strope I accept because I already know Strope and Burns. But someone else sent me something related to that, and I was like, but it looked like it had like a little picture of Anonymous, and I was scared of Anonymous. I don't give a fuck. I say this on the radio. My ex, my first, because he was my second. My first husband, my only husband, because I've never been married again. He is part of Anonymous, and let me tell you, he has a lot of nerve. I go, you have a lot of nerve to leave all your shit lying around. I was laughing because he's really smart. And I don't know why he does it, because he's a very smart person and makes very good money, but I guess he does it.
The majority of the high-ranking Anonymous members are very intelligent, you know.
Yeah, he says he does it for the
thrill. Businessmen and women, et cetera. So.
Yeah, he does it for the thrill. He says the thrill. To him, that's a thrill for him. I'm like, you're fucking crazy.
I know the connection with trolls, but, like, it's just like they're Anonymous is on a whole other level, you know. Like I don't even know. It's just all very, very attractive. I love it. I love what they do.
Support
it 100%.
I don't mean to blow your mind, but I'm working on having a former member of Anonymous on the show tomorrow night. I shit you not. I've been in contact with Barrett Brown. Barrett Brown is a journalist. He works for The Onion. He's written for The Onion. He's written for Huffington Post. He's written for a bunch of – he's written books, and he's a pundit, and he's a journalist. And he also – he's famous for being a journalist who did stories on Anonymous and became so wrapped up in Anonymous that he actually sort of became a semi-member, sort of like an unofficial spokesman. Like the closest thing that Anonymous would have to like a press secretary, if they had some sort of thing, he would be it. And this guy Barrett Brown, up until recently he was, you know, he claimed to be sort of affiliated with them, and then just a couple weeks ago he splintered off because of this whole hacktivist war thing I was talking about with the Sony thing. Like, the fallout of that whole Sony thing caused a lot of people to just leave, and he's one of the people that left, and he's starting a new project. It's called Project PM, and he's a journalist. He's a journalist. He's not, you know, I think he's kind of just sort of fascinated with it and got wrapped up into it and really got, you know, got into it and started doing some in-depth, you know, hardcore inside baseball, inside scoop reporting. And now he's out of it and he's doing his own thing. He's trying to start his own blog and stuff. And I've been in contact with him, and he agreed to come on my show. And I think he's going to be on tomorrow night. So I no joke, I'm serious. He's going to be on tomorrow night. His name's Barrett Brown. You can Google him. He's out there. And he seems like an interesting guy. And he's also, like, I started following him on Twitter, and I noticed that he retweeted. He was actually how I found out about this LulzSec thing, the PBS hack job. I found out because he retweeted it, and then I was like, oh damn, who's this LulzSec? And then I started following LulzSec because I was following Barrett Brown. So check him out. I think his Twitter is Barrett Brown LOL or LUL or LULZ. I don't know. But yeah, Keishu, you will definitely dig this guy if you like.
I love it. I've thought since I've known about Anonymous. I mean, you know, like I've been a huge supporter, and I've even contemplated when I get my next inheritance check, you know, giving them a pretty nice donation. I mean, I support them 100%, and I will be willing to give any member of Anonymous, male or female, sexual favors.
Oh my God, that's just hysterical. I don't mean to laugh. But...
What? Are the gay homo clown rap?
No. She's saying about my giving my check and to my inheritance check for Anonymous.
Oh, that's not shocking.
Baby.
Oh, come on. She's so easy. She'd give her check to fucking.
I am fucking.
She'd give it to the whatever. United
I
Way.
Give her 5 minutes and I'm going to be getting
yeah.
fucking
You get her drunk
and
she'll give
right
it to
now,
you,
like,
Victoria.
Slap.
Just get her drunk and she'll give it to you, Victoria.
Burns is always bitching at me. He's like, when you get your next big check, I'm going to be right there making sure you don't give all these people money. He's always like fucking with me about it because I have like a list of people already that I'm going to fucking do shit for. It's like, no. Yeah. There's a fit about it. But anyways, yeah.
You should do, instead of spending it with Anonymous, maybe you guys should take a little trip down here to Miami and bring Vince and come all of you down here and we can hang out, go to the Keys.
We can do that as well. We can do that as well.
And come and hang out and bring Burns and tie him up because I know he's not too happy with those planes, but you can kind of like...
I'm just going to knock him out. I'll just KO him. I know, he'll be good to go.
I've always offered to go pick him up.
I said,
if you want to go
pick drink
you up.
Or something.
I've always offered that to him. I said, I'll go pick you up and then we'll fly back together. No big fucking deal. I love flying. I'm not scared of those planes. If it starts taking a down the plane and it goes down and up, I'll be like, whee! It's like the pig going from the Geico. Whee! Burns will shit his pants because he'll freak. If I do, because it happens. If they have bad weather, they'll drop like that. Wee!
I will just drop some drugs in his fucking drink, and he'll be good to go. He'll be good to go.
Keishu, the minute that plane drops a little bit because of weather, Burns will shit when I go, wee!
I do that shit
on purpose.
I don't know why he's so afraid to fly. It was so funny because like he talks about how afraid he is to fly, but when Bill Wagner was like, come to Vegas and we'll fight, he was like, give me a plane ticket. I mean,
let me tell you something, I'm more afraid of dying in a car accident. Believe it or not, I'm more afraid of dying.
I am too.
You know what
I loved
about that whole thing? I loved for a while there, Dick, on his status thing on Skype was note to self. Go one, fly to Vegas. Two, fight Bill Wagoner. That was classic. I loved it.
He tried really hard to get me to take him to Vegas.
He said in the chat ever since he watched snakes on a plane, he stopped flying. He says he's stopped flying ever since he saw snakes on a plane. Yeah, right. Come on, dude. You stopped flying once you saw a male flight attendant.
I should talk to the pilot because I know some of these pilots that they work with my company and say, listen, I suggest that you start dropping down all of a sudden as if you have weather, you start like an air pocket and drop down. I go, wee, this will scare the fuck out.
You could just get a bunch of fake snakes and put them in the overhead compartment.
I should do that. That's how you kill. That's exactly how you deal with fears, with irrational fears, and that's an irrational fear. So I should do that. I should call up any other pilots, find out who's flying that plane that day, and call up operations and say, listen, I need a favor. Do you think we can do the drop-down? Whee! We'd all be fired at the end of the day. No, seriously, I think we'd all be fired. I think that the rest of the passengers would complain, and I'd be fired, and the pilot would be
fired.
Oh, my
God. All right. Relax, ladies. Hang on. Another caller here. Let me bring on another caller here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Area code 240, you're on the line with Vince, Keyshu, and Victoria. What's up?
Hi. How you doing?
Pretty good. Who are you, and what's on your mind?
There had to be something on my mind. You told me to call in.
Oh.
It's right there in big, bright red letters. Sunday night.
Yeah.
Open
yeah.
Call in, bro.
Call in. So you don't have anything you want to talk about?
There has to be something I have to talk about?
No, not necessarily. I just thought maybe since you called in, you might want to talk about something. But the fact that we're talking about what you might call in and talk about is talking about something. So you've accomplished that in and of itself somehow. And I'm getting a lot of feedback, bro. You know what? You got to turn down your speakers or something, or figure out your there you go.
That better?
That's much better. So so where are you calling from?
California.
Nice. Good times. That's where I'm. That's where I'm based. Are you naked?
No. I'm going commando with boxers.
Oh, free ball.
So you do like butt sex.
No. You like butt sex?
I do.
Hey, are you a gay homo clown by any chance?
No.
Oh my God! Here we go again.
Okay.
Okay,
just
you're
checking.
Good. You're good.
Just,
dude. You're good. You're good.
I'm just checking.
Good.
Just checking, bro.
Okay. So, where in California?
Oh, I'm in the desert.
Sweet. So you're like, what?
I'm
like, where the desert is? Palm Springs?
No, further down. I'm like 40 miles. Oh.
Like Blythe?
No, that's no.
Are you in San Francisco, or LA, dude?
Are you sure you're not a... Wait, are you positively sure you're not a gay homo clown?
I'm sure.
Because I have a message for you from Dick Burns. Because if you are, I have a message, a personal message for you from Dick Burns. And here it is. Enjoy.
Yeah, you fucking gay homo clowns. cool sucking AIDS infected dick. Fuck with us and we're coming for you. And we don't even care if what you say is true. We'll wreck your life and bring your family in it too. You should have looked at with whom you screw. Open wide, here's a surprise. It's a clown penis, sex is going in your thighs. Wicked clown love is up the ass. And then you beg your homie, please don't come too fast. Step right up, but don't be a bitch, cause I'll drop you in a minute, throw your body in the ditch. You'll be laying still, that'll laugh when you twitch. I'll treat it like it's prison, dog, as if you're a bitch. Look inside the bathroom and look in the mirror. It's almost impossible for you to get much clearer. Not fitting in must be what you fear, but you're gargling semen as if it were beer. I have an idea of what we can do. Take a jump below Holocaust, it's true. Concentrate, you're going to camp. That's your ticket, dog, not a food stamp. You're getting gassed in the showers, or possibly burned. Be proud of yourself, this is something you've earned. That's the verdict, so this court can be officially adjourned.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Oh yeah, motherfuckers. Vince in the Bay, back with you. I have Victoria and Kishu with me tonight. Also joining me is some gay homo clown. What's your name again, sir?
Who, me?
Area code 240. What's
about
your name?
Me? Herbville.
What's your handle? Yeah, you. Herbville, what's your handle, bro?
And sexy voice that sounds
me?
Sexy.
Issue me?
I'm not a pedo, I promise.
I'm you not a gay rodeo clown or whatever the hell you call me.
Gay homo clown.
A gay rodeo clown?
He didn't call
clown?
You gay homo clown. He was just asking if you were a gay homo clown.
Rodeo clown, homo clown, whatever.
You wish you were a homo clown. You wish.
No, you don't. You don't wish. Trust me.
Clowns
you
are
don't.
Scary.
See, Vince, you're scaring off all the callers. Be nice.
They got these women down here in the desert, and they put on makeup, and they look like clowns.
This is true.
Yeah,
what? I live
true.
In the desert as well. I live in Tucson, so I know all about that.
Why do they do
they
that?
Shave their eyebrows off and draw fucking eyebrows on and shit. What the fuck is that?
You have those?
No, I have eyebrows. I have real hair there, I promise.
Oh, I want to give a shout out while I'm thinking. Hang on, shut up for a second, 240. Hey, you shut up too, Kishu. Do I have to tell everybody to shut up? Is that how this works, or is it just me?
You're just jealous because I'm flirting with that. Because
you're flirting. Because you're flirting with 240. I don't care. I don't care. You can fuck 240 for all I care. All I know is that Victoria is free now. She wasn't available yesterday. This is a whole new ball game. All right, so Victoria, you know, you and I can hang out if Kishu wants to get nailed, anally penetrated by 240, because I think that's the only way he likes it, because he sounds a little bit, as that our good friend Ghost would say, a little bit fruity. if you know what I'm saying. And I have the world's best. I have the world's best gaydar. I have the best gaydar on BTR because, you know, I'm based in the Bay Area. This is the capital of the homosexual universe. And so my gaydar will go off on anybody. And I'm telling you, 240.
I have to break something to you, Vince. Your gaydar is failing hardcore, and you'll find out very soon why. But it's failing.
I didn't hear what you said because I was too preoccupied with Victoria, who's video chatting.
Your gaydar failed really hardcore.
Why? Because you're gay? Because you're really a hermaphrodite?
I know. You want to find out?
Is that what I'm going to find out? See, this is what I'm afraid of. Keisha's going to show up at my studio, and she's going to take off her pants, and she's going to have a penis.
And you're going to get down on your knees, and you're going to be all about it.
If you really want to see a funny movie, go see Hanover 2. You will piss your pants. I was pissing my
Less
pants.
Less than a day, baby.
Hangover 2.
Dude, I don't know why. It's kind of attractive to me sometimes. Because I like boobs and I like penises. You know? I mean, I don't get what's so wrong, to be honest.
I don't smoke. I'm sorry. What was that? Say that again, 240. This bitch was talking. What?
Do you smoke?
No, I do not smoke. No, I'm not a smoker.
Pussy.
I lick pussy, yes. I eat pussy. I don't smoke it. I've never heard that term. Is that a...
Smoking pussy what?
You are a pussy. You don't smoke.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't smoke anything, not even pole.
You should go get, like, buzzed.
I did that, man. I did that for about, a good solid 15 years. And I'm kind of over it. I'm over drinking. I'm over smoking. I'm over it all. I'm over pharmaceutical drugs. I'm done. Forget it. I'm done. I don't even need to do acid or mushrooms or any of that shit anymore. I'm good.
You've had all that stuff?
I'm high on life right now, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. Why?
What
do you got strapped on tonight, bro? You sound like you might have put a few down tonight. What are you drinking?
Nothing. Actually, I need some water. Can you bring me some water?
Water?
What am I, your fucking cabana boy?
Yeah.
Water.
I wish. You know, I'm looking for a cabana boy, actually. I haven't put the word out for that in a while, but it's still, the position is still open, folks. I used to have a great cabana boy. His name was Carl. He was a regular on the show, and he was a great cabana boy until he kind of, like, turned into a loaf and kind of just started sponging off of me, but it made for good radio, and I kind of miss the guy. He's gone. He hasn't come back, so, I'm basically looking for a replacement cabana boy. I am not a cabana boy myself, but I am in the market for one.
Is that homo clown you're looking for?
What homo clown? What are you talking about?
Your cabana boy?
Oh, he is. He's a different kind of homo. He's not a homo clown. He's just a homo.
Not a clown.
Anyways. Yeah, no.
What is a cabana boy, by the way? Explain to me because I'm a little lost. What is a cabana boy for real?
A cabana boy is basically it's usually a young gentleman, you know, sort of like a 20-something college-aged gentleman. Who more times than not has a proclivity for other gentlemen, if you know what I'm saying, and they usually work at high end resorts, typically like on a at a resort, and you know they're the person that's poolside, that if you need some sort of errand, they're like a concierge, a personal concierge, but on the run, you know, you can be if you're really balling, you could have your own personal cabana boy, or you could just, if you're at a club or something, there might be three or four cabana boys that are just kind of on call, and if you need something, they'll help you. But that's the general nature of it. I don't know. You'd have to wiki it or whatever to get the full mumbo jumbo, the lowdown. But I got another call here. Let's go to the lines. Block number 000. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello, is that me?
Yeah, that's you. Hey, what's going on?
They must be me.
Yeah.
My name is Richard, and I'm in Ohio.
Richard in Ohio, what's going on?
Not much. I just called in, and I usually play Call of Duty when I listen to your show, but I'm not right now, so I decided to call in. Hey, I wish I enjoyed your show.
Oh, right on, dude. I appreciate the love, my brother. It's nice to hear a listener who call in for a change. Because usually I kind of figure that you know, being a late night internet-based radio call-in show, more times than not, most of the callers are the people that are listening, and that's about it. You might have a few other people that listen. You know, I have a handful that will listen religiously for a while, and then they'll get sick of it, and it'll pop in from time to time, but you know, they don't usually call in, and it's good to every once in a while have somebody that does listen strictly join in and give a little voice to the name, I guess. Whatevs.
Well, that's all good. I mean, I know.
I've been meaning.
That sometimes you can feel like you're lonely out there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's why.
Like you're talking
to
some air. I mean, you got your guests, but then there's nobody else, you know. So I thought I'd let you know that there are people out here liking your show, and I appreciate it. And I mean, I've only been listening for about maybe 5 days, maybe. I'm a newbie, so.
Okay. Cool. There you go. Well, I appreciate
the
love.
Oh, yeah, this show is the best show in the world.
Yeah, it was the last two nights until you came back. The last two nights
of the sale.
Oh, no way. Did you listen to that? Hey, bro, did you listen last night?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think of that show?
That was a good show.
Were those chicks not the sexiest bitches that you've ever heard on Blog Talk Radio?
Say, it totally blew without Keishu.
But it was still good. I still want to get on a cam and look at these chicks. I mean, you know. But it was a good show. I mean, it wasn't, you know. It makes me wonder what their show was really like, because you were talking about how they were banned from BTR. And I'm thinking,
well,
how bad could
well,
that
you,
I, mean,
if you, I don't know if you heard everything. I played a clip of one of their late night shows where they basically had phone sex on the air late night.
Well, I heard that. I did hear that. And I'm sitting there going, damn.
Oh, man, that was every night, too. Every night they're having phone sex on the air. And it, you know what was so frustrating for me is I was doing my show, and I had – this is back when BTR, you didn't have to pay to do a two-hour show. It was free. For 2 hours, it was free. And I had, like – I had my original disc account that I have right now. It was the first one I opened, Vincent Bay, and I did that for, like a month. And – somebody, I don't know, complained to BTR or something, and my show got labeled explicit. And I'd never – the worst thing I'd done was saying the F word and shit and just bad words, cuss words, whatever. But that was it. And a lot of people were doing that. And mine got labeled as explicit. And then I turn around and listen every night to these folks having straight-up phone sex on the air. And they continue to get on, and they're not labeled explicit at all. Like – it took me a long time to figure out how to undo the explicit label, because I was still booking shows and trying to change it so it would say, like, you know, content for everybody. Because if your show is labeled explicit, it will not show up anywhere on the BTR website. You won't see it anywhere. It won't be in the regular queue of shows or anything. Nobody will see
really?
It.
Really? How do you find a show like that then if it's not shown anywhere?
You just have to be linked to it. You have to know the link.
Wow.
Actually, there is a way to find it. If you go down in the right, if you go to the main on-air screen and you look in the right-hand corner in the bottom, and it'll give you the list of all the chat rooms, if the show has a chat room open, it'll be listed in there. That's it. That's the only other way. That's the only way you can access it. And also, the BTR settings for the user settings for listening, I don't know if you know this, but you have to disable the explicit content filter in order to see those type of shows. So the other way you can see it is if you go into your settings on Blog Talk Radio, and if you look, scroll down to the bottom, I think on your regular settings, there'll be a little thing that says like explicit content, disable, enable. You want to disable that so you can see all the content on BTR, not just, you know, even the explicit content. Because there's shows on BTR, trust me, you'll like trip out. Because the first time I undid that, I was like, oh my god, there's so many more BTR shows I didn't even realize were out there.
Well, thanks for that. Learn something new every day.
Yeah. Little BTR 101 there. And another great thing, which I'm going to, a little inside baseball thing that I did the other night. This is more for BTR hosts. But sometimes I'll get trolled pretty hard. I wish that I could talk to Ghost about this, like, off air. I don't want to talk to him on air about this because I don't want his listeners to know about it. But my listeners, it don't matter because I don't really get trolled. But I didn't get the idea for this tactic on my show. But there's a tactic that I think BTR hosts should use, and I used the other night. I found out about this through FRD from 420 Grindhouse. Fat Red Dragon taught me this. One night I was on Fat Red Dragon show, and I was hanging. It was me and Fat Red Dragon, and the One Angry Jew and Goofy Bone. And Goofy Bone and One Angry Jew had a boner for each other for some reason that night, and they kept like debating like hamburgers or something, just something ridiculous. Pizza. I don't even know what it was. It was just like some ridiculous topic. I think it was pizza. They were just arguing about pizza, and it was the most ridiculous, stupid argument you've ever heard. And it was so stupid that the Jew decided, you know what? The FRD just decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to secretly put these guys into the screening room and not let them know. Well, he did it, and then he told us after he did it. He's like, you know what I just did? I was like, what? You just muted them. He's like, no, I put them in the screening room. And if you're not familiar with BTR, the screening room is what you can do when you're a host here is you can go into a separate line. Basically, it's a second line. And it's the quote screening room, and so I can go over here and talk to somebody in the screening room, and it won't be on air. It's like I'm off to the side talking to so and so because that's the way you can screen your calls. And if I had a true engineer, they would screen the callers. But I don't do it. I just don't pre-screen. I just put them on. But what Fat Red Dragon developed was this new technique that I used the other night. But what he did is he put both the Jew and Goofy Bone in the screening room and let them just continue their conversation in the screening room. So they thought that they were still on air arguing back and forth, but they weren't. They were in the screening room, and we were back on the show just continuing on, laughing about it for a little while, and then just continuing on with the show. And then from time to time, like every 2 or 3 minutes, we just like, hey, let's check back in with Goofy and the Jew and see if they're still talking. And sure enough, he'd like bring them back out of the screening room back into the main show, and they'd still be talking. And then I would just say like a quick little comment, like, you know what, at this point, I think the Jew is winning this debate. And then FRD would say, yeah, I think you're right, Vince. Anywho, and then they would like spurn them on to debate more. And then he put them back into the screening room again, and it just went on for like a half an hour. It was so classic. So now I have that new technique, and I got it worked great the other night. Kishu, you were on with me this night the other night when I got trolled by three people. They were all calling from the same area code, all from Madison, Wisconsin. It was all from the 608. There's like three of them. All coming from the 608, they were calling from the 608, and they were all in the same room. And I know that because when I had them all three on, they were all on the same call
yeah,
or whatever.
That was funny.
So I had all three of these guys on, and they thought they were trolling me, so they were getting their lulls because they were trolling Vince in the Bay. And they were acting normal at first, like they were acting like they were normal callers. And then I played the clip of where I said like the you silly Negro clip. Here, let me find it. You know what I'm talking about. The clip that I play where it says, oh, you silly Negro. And I played that, and all of a sudden they just went into this N-word tirade. And they exposed themselves for the trolls that they were.
I thought that kid was legit at first, too.
I thought they were totally legit. And then they just snapped, and they just started going nuts. And then so I put them in because they wouldn't shut up. They were like Skype assholes. They were just talking nonstop, and they just would not shut up. And instead of just muting them, I decided, you know what? I'm going to put these fuckers in the screening room and see how long it takes them to realize that they're not on my fucking show right now. And so I even screenshotted it too, because what it does when you put somebody in the screening room, it puts their number on the switchboard in yellow. So I took a screenshot of all three of their numbers on the switchboard in the screening room together, and they literally stayed in there for about 5 or 10 minutes before one by one I think they realized that something was not right. Because they would, I think, and then I at a certain point, I think there was one of them left, and two of them dropped off. I think they realized something was up, and then one of them was left, and he was still sitting on there. And so at a certain point, I brought him back in as I was piping in some music. It was like a musical break or something, and I brought him in, and you can hear him come on, and I bring him in live, and he just starts. He keeps saying like, "This is the baby, So anyway, there you go, Blog Talk Radio hosts. That is my little gift to you, a little inside baseball. You can always, if you're tired of these stupid fucking trolls doing lame-ass fail trolls on you, you can always do the old screening room trick. Little nugget from me to you. Congratulations. You're welcome.
Speaking of calls, like, what happened to all the callers?
Oh, we have callers. They don't have their hands up, though. We still have 240. 240, what's up? What's on your mind, dude? Even though you don't want to necessarily talk about anything on your mind. Apparently, you don't have anything on your mind, at least nothing you want to talk about. But 240, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, ma'am. Talking to him?
I'm talking to two. Are you calling from the 240?
No, me. That's me.
Yeah, that's 240. Yeah, I know.
That's Herbville.
Oh, is that who he is in the chat room?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Herbville. Oh, yeah. That's you, Herbville. All right, good. Great. I'm going to call you Herbville instead of 240.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Herb, is that good? Just Herb?
Yeah, sure. That works, too. I have a name, Keish. I'm no
Hell
longer
yeah.
a number.
Yeah. So, names are
Vince,
good. Names are always good.
Vince, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Herb. What's up?
You need a counselor.
Why do you say that?
Because this is starting to sound like girl talk.
Girl talk? What do you mean girl talk?
That's what it sounds like. I just sat here and listened to you ramble to this guy for like 5 or 10 minutes, and it sounded like girl talk.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, to be honest. I was laughing too.
All right, so you want some more? So you want some more manly talk? So you like it when we get manly? We're more testosterone.
No.
What do you want to do? You want to rock out? You want to rock out with your?
You know what?
Out?
I want you to take all the freaking callers.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another call. Fine. Shut up. All right, here we go. 111. You're on the air. What's up? Who are you?
You're a faggot.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, dude. Next. Who's that? Who else? That's it. I have another caller from 715, but his hand's not up. 715, I don't know if you know the deal here, but 715, if you want to join me, you got to press the number 1, and that raises your hand, alerts me, and lets me know that you want to join the conversation. If you don't press the number 1, then I'm going to assume that, okay, there you go, got the number 1. 715, you're on the air with Vince, Kishu, and Herb, and Victoria.
In the Bay, it's ATM Be Cool. I know how the system works, but I'm driving through shit area of Missouri, so my signal isn't greatest, so, you know, I don't want to cut in and out on you.
Oh, right on.
All right.
Yeah, Red Medicine in the chat room. Oh, finally, I get a segue. Okay, thanks a lot, ATM Be Cool. I appreciate it, man. You continue to be cool and hold it down. Be safe there in Missouri. Appreciate you, or Missouri. As they would say, appreciate you calling in, bro. Thanks. Who is throwing around fucking pots and pans in the background there? Could you please stop doing that? Excuse me. Hello. Do you mind? Do you mind? Is that you? Wait, Herb, is that you? You piece of shit.
No,
Herb?
That's not.
Who is that? Is that you, Kishu? You fucking piece of shit. Poor back. You fucking slut. All right, you're on mute. She's on timeout. Ha ha, who's laughing now, you bitch?
What'd you do that for?
Well, she was disrespecting me, bro. You know, you gotta put the ladies in their place sometime, Herb.
And where's that?
Well, I'm sorry?
Where's their place?
Oh, she's in the screening room. Do you want me to put you in the screening room with her so you guys can make out and shit?
Oh, I figured you'd go in there.
Okay, how about this? I'll go in there and I'll leave Kishu and you on the line, and you guys can take over for a little bit. How does that sound?
Okay, cool.
All right, okay. Okay, now I'm going to put Herb and Kishu on. They're going to take over. It's the Herb Kishu takeover. Go ahead, Kishu. You and Herb are live.
Probably full of shit. Probably have us both in the screening room.
Hey.
If that even exists.
Oh, wow. So we're both in the screening
live
room.
Is this?
I don't know. He said that we were going to take over.
Yeah, it's not
going to happen. Lying a sack of shit. Oh, wait. I can turn on my speaker and listen to the show.
There you go.
Oh, wait.
Is it us?
Sick. Wow.
Well, Vince is going to be in for a nice
hey.
Surprise on Friday. So he can
hey,
talk all
the
smack
he
wants.
We're actually
oh, yeah.
on the show.
Now if we could just hack a switchboard and completely take over. Where's Anonymous
no.
when you need him?
No, it's actually broadcasting. I can hear it on my speaker.
I'm sure it is.
So,
probably laughing his ass
about?
Off right now. I'm making some mushroom soup.
Mushroom soup.
Oh yeah. Hey, by the way, you guys are gonna know when you have about 2 minutes left when the music starts playing. So just so you know, it's still the takeover. It's still the takeover. You guys are still live, but just remember the music will cue you. You have 2 minutes left, right? Enjoy. You kids behave, all right? All right? Keep it clean, all right?
Are you going to fap?
I'm gonna fap to this. You guys both have sexy voices. I kind of want to see you guys do this, to be honest.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
So is this his face here?
That? With the megaphone?
Yeah.
That's sense.
He looks like that guy on TV.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. You don't have 2 minutes left. Just kidding. That's going to be what it's going to sound like, though. That's going to be what it's going to sound like. Okay, back to the show.
Oh, balls to you, Vince in the Bay. Balls to you.
Yeah, he looks like that guy off the TV.
That guy is pretty vague. So how did you find Vince in the Bay on Blog Talk Radio, my friend?
Believe it or not, it was in the on-air thing, you know, and I just clicked it. It's that comedy. But that's the biggest joke of all so far, because he's not really that funny.
What are you talking about? Vince is hilarious.
No, he's not. He didn't tell any jokes or anything. He's sitting here bitching about people.
He's supposed to be funny.
He has sucky music, too.
Are you kidding me? It's the best music in the world. It's Kishu music.
Kishu?
Hang on, that's my name.
Oh, I
can make him play
Kishu
my music.
Too.
No,
oh, that's your music?
Hell yeah.
Okay,
apparently
so
we
only got
minutes
like 2 minutes left.
When in reality, we have 20 minutes left. It's just trolling the fuck out of me right now.
Make us laugh.
So what do you normally do on Blog Talk Radio, Herbville?
I listen to interesting stuff.
Like what? What's interesting?
You know, like spirituality, paranormal stuff like that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be possessed by demons anytime soon?
No, I'm actually weird. I've done some weird stuff in my life. So, you know, I'm like seeking
answers. Do you praise pagan gods?
No. I don't go to church or anything like that.
Who's the monkey?
Do you salt your windows because you think there's going to be ghosts in your house?
No, there was a ghost in his house, but he ran away when I got here.
Did you shoot him with a... I'm thinking of things they do on Supernatural. And I'm running out of ideas here. What do? They shoot him with a little salt rifle thing, right? A little,
I don't know. I didn't watch that. But it just, like, ran away, you know?
Did you see him run? Was he running down the street?
No, but...
Did he have any clothes on?
Used to be in the kitchen, and then I don't see him anymore. That's like
maybe you scared him away. Maybe he was trying to scare you, and you scared him away.
Yeah, my sister told me that it was here in this apartment. And I came over here, and then the thing just like left.
Is your sister a psychic medium?
I don't know, but I scared my whole school once by telling them
you
stuff about
dead
these people. I used to, honestly. Serious.
Sweet.
That was cool.
Sweet.
Where the hell did you get this music from?
It's the ghost. I don't know what you're talking about, but it's ghost music.
You don't hear anything, huh?
I don't hear anything.
Hmm.
See, they're in your head now. That ghost in your kitchen is in your head. Soon he's going to possess your body. And then he's going to start having sex with your sister.
My sister's not here.
She doesn't have to be there. You know, they can go through, like, fucking walls and shit, dude. He can just close his eyes and open them, and then he'll be right there in your sister's bum. Yeah. Vince!
You are all
trash.
Heavy neck hugs.
I don't know. I'm not in the chat room. I'm outside.
All right. Thanks for hanging out, kids, and participating. You guys want to do it for another 5 more minutes?
Oh, Vince. Just, I don't know. Give me an exorcism, please. Demons are possessing my body.
Diane Cat.
Completado, la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince back with you. The final segment of the night. We got 15 minutes to go, 15 minutes to take calls, and I think I have Dick Burns on here somewhere. Is that you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much, bro. What's going on with you, Dick?
I just hit 17,000 followers on Twitter.
Jesus Christ, man. Even Dick gives me a boner. He's got so many goddamn Twitter followers, I can't believe it, man. The dick is on the rise. Dick is on the rise.
This dick is growing.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to Red Medicine. I've been meaning to do this the entire night. Red Medicine, I think you're the one that sent me the link, the Steve Oggs link that says, "Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me." That's an epic Oggs link. I love that meme. That's so far. That's got the T-shirt award. Thus far, like that should be a T-shirt. All right, so Kishu, you're back, and Victoria, you're back with Dick Burns, and I have other callers. Oh, wait, I still have Herb Herbs here. We got a whole slew of kids hanging out tonight. I also have. Well, you know what? I feel bad. The caller from area code 715. What's your name again?
ATM Be Cool.
Oh, ATM Be Cool. My bad, bro. Yeah, laying low in the cut. ATM Be Cool. And then I have another block number 111. You're on the air. What's up? Hello, blocked caller 111 area code. You're on the air. What's up? All right,
that was the best way to troll Vince, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
It was that
you
night
win.
That I fell asleep.
You win. You know what? You know what we do with those people? We put them in the screening room. There you go. Enjoy the screening room, sir.
Seriously, if anybody's listening, the best way to troll Vince is just call in thousands of times throughout the show and just don't say anything. Because that happened one night. I fell asleep.
Dead air.
And all these people called, and they just didn't say anything. And it was so weird. He got so mad because he thought I was behind it all. No, that was good times. That was probably the best show you ever did.
Yeah. Yeah. Epic. Epic. All right.
It was.
Who is... Wait a second. Victoria, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Is that you breathing heavy? Are you really turned on right now? Because you're... Yeah.
I'm not breathing at all. I'm actually very quiet, if you've noticed.
Okie dokie. Let's see. We got another caller here. 111, you're on the air with Vince Kishu and Dick Burns and, oh, Jesus, Victoria. And ATM Be Cool. Block number, you're on. What's up? Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. Who's this?
This is Richard from Ohio again.
Oh, Richard from Ohio again. Good to have you back, Rich. What's the latest?
Well, I was waiting for Herb there. Who was he talking to?
Oh, Herb's here. He dropped off. He's back.
Yeah.
Whoa, where'd he go? He just hung up. Well, no, is he there?
He hung up, huh? Ooh,
he was on. He was on for a second. He dropped off. He was talking to all of us. Are you kidding me?
Well, he was talking to a girl by himself, wasn't he?
Oh, in the screening room?
Yeah.
That's Kishu.
He was talking to Kishu. Oh. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kishu. That's Kishu. Well, is that who you want to talk to?
No, I just want to know if I was waiting for those two to have some kind of phone sex or something.
Oh, okay. Well,
are you
interested in
phone sex, baby?
They kept talking and talking and nothing was going on.
All right.
Spence, I think we have a pedo on the line.
Oh no, we have a pedo on the line. You're kidding me. Like the tech pedo? You got to be shitting me. I thought that guy was banned from the internet. Hello? Is this thing on? Are you people listening to me?
It's on.
I have like
four
lines unmuted. All right. Fine. Let's take this call. We got 10 minutes to go. 10 minutes to take calls. I got a call here from 775. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's up?
Vince in the Bay. How are you, my friend?
Good. Who are you and what's on your mind?
This is your new buddy, Stabby McHugs.
Oh, you're shitting me, Stabby McHugh.
Stabby sounds like a serial killer, to be honest.
I know. No, this is him. I thought you said earlier that you wanted to hear people call in and say, what up, just so you can hear people's voices, and I thought it's the last few minutes of the show that I'd call in and say hello.
Can we have fun?
It's a who's who of Vince of the Bay listenership. I really appreciate it, man. Is there anything you want to shout out to anybody in the chat room now that you got a voice here for a minute?
No, there's nobody I know in here. Just come to hang out, and because I have nothing better to do, so just sitting here and listening to you and all your crazy nonsense, and it's pretty fun. You're a pretty cool guy. You don't get all overly amped up and overworked at people, so I kind of dig that, and I can respect that. But you still like to have fun, and you still know how to push people's buttons, which is cool, too. So you got a fan. up here now.
Vince's is Winsex.
I haven't heard too much. You know, I've only been listening a few days, but yeah. It's pretty cool.
See, like, Vince is awesome, like, because, like, people call to troll his show, and then the trolls end up loving him, and then they end up staying.
Yeah. Well, I'm
that's
not really much of a
that.
Troll, so. But,
wow.
I won't mind
I'm just saying.
Biting his ass once in a while in the chat room, or maybe even calling
in real life,
more
baby.
Often.
Yeah, yeah, bite that ass.
Yeah.
Will you bite mine, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Hell, yeah.
You know, I really call in Vince because he gets all the sexy ladies on there. So it's like,
right?
You got to be where it's at. And even though Vince, you know, whatever, somehow he manages to do it, so.
Vince is going to have this sexy lady in real life on Friday.
Oh, really? Who's coming on Friday?
For some big surprises.
You did tell me about this. There's some sexy lady coming on Friday?
Hell yeah, dude. She's going to be there. Delta
looking
Flight
to play innocent.
Under Oakland. 12:16 p.m.
Keisha, what are you going to do?
What's up, baby?
What are you going to do if you start walking down the walkway towards where you're going to meet Vince, and he sees you, and then he starts frowning?
Don't forget to bring your.
I'm gonna have a camera. I'm gonna have my camera on my face to give you the reaction. Burn. I'm gonna film the reaction for you, bro.
You got the van with no windows.
I'll just. You know what's great is
oh,
I'll just
God.
Drop her off in East Oakland. It's all good. It's all good, dude. If I'm not
I
impressed,
already have,
I'll
like I already have a backup plan. Don't
I'll
worry, I have
like,
backup
oh, that's
plan.
My house right there. I'll meet you. I'm gonna drive around back and park. Just I'll meet you at the
they
front.
Got a good
hang
foot.
On.
Mouth there, though, don't they?
He's going to be there, and you're going to see him mouth the words, I got fucking trolled.
Oh, God. You know, that would make it, like, if that happened, you'd even understand it would make it so much better. It would be so funny. Oh, my God.
What you do is you show up with five or six of your giantest friends and then see how much he's laughing. You got five
right.
or six big guys, you know, staring
at
you.
I just, like, won't shower for the rest of the week.
Oh.
And I just go like that in, like, my pajamas or something.
Right.
Mismatch. You know?
Show me the bathroom before
winning.
People are sick. People are disgusting. I'm not going to pick you up at the airport. I'm not even gonna associate myself with you on the internet forever after tonight.
It's okay, Vince. My ticket's non-refundable, but I have backup plans.
The sleeping bag.
I know that's what you're scouting out. Your little gay boyfriend that you're gonna hang out with instead of me. I understand. I understand the whole troll. I know. I don't know what's going down. I'm on to you.
No, you know what? You know, I really. I mean, seriously, like in all seriousness, like I'm really excited to meet you. I think we're gonna have a blast. But if one of those wombat boys comes on to me, you better believe I'm gonna be like banging that British boy to hell.
She's
well, hopefully there'll be some hot chicks there, and I'll score a hot chick, hot chick myself.
Well, there we go.
The nutsack.
We have a foursome. There'll be even more win. DP,
she
baby.
She'll nibble a British boy's foreskin any day of the week.
This is true. I love British boys. I don't know what it is about them. Oh, God, like that British kid that does a lot of the anonymous interviews. I don't know who he is. Obviously, he's not.
Well, if this guy Barrett, you know what?
So
if this
wet.
Guy Barrett shows up tomorrow, you can ask him this guy. He probably knows.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
I've only seen a little bit of the. I mean, I know what it's about, and I trolled. I basically just lurk 4chan once in a while, so I don't really like to get into it, but I like to keep up what's going on a lot of times. I don't really get into it because I'm not that good with
you. He likes those cheese pizza threads.
Gross.
But it is interesting. I do like the whole attack on him. Because, like I said, I thought I saw that there was the frontline thing about it.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah.
Fuck frontline.
Oh, I haven't checked. Is the Lulz page still up? I haven't checked in the last, like, half an hour.
I haven't checked either.
I haven't looked either.
But that Barrett kid, like, I checked him out. He actually looks
It's still there. It's still up. I
Is
can't believe
American?
It. It's still up. They just don't care. They're just like, fuck it. It's up there. Who cares?
Well, it's weekend. We're golfing.
Right.
Oh, God, we got barbecues to deal with. I guess they picked a good time to do it.
Hell yeah. That's hilarious. I love it. Well, the more and more I see and read, it's just, I love it. They're reeling me in, you know?
The Lowell's boat. I'm going to do that. Hopefully this dude Barrett shows up. I keep saying that because, I don't know, fuck, he could be a flaky guy. I don't know. He was cool. He responded to my email, like, right away. But I want to do a remake for tomorrow. That's what going to be my homework. Is I'm going to do a remake of the Love Boat, but have it be the Lowell's boat.
Well, they pulled that Miss PG off at the last minute. I guess you said that she wasn't going to show up, and then all of a sudden, boom, it was hot and sexy and
yeah.
Well, I guess
you
were all worked up,
dude. I've been really lucky. I haven't had a single guest pull out on me. They all pretty much stick it out to the end, or they all come through in the end. Some of them are a little bit finicky about communication back and forth when I set up interviews, but I have not gotten stood up yet. I have definitely been a listener on shows where people have gotten stood up. I don't know what these people are doing wrong. I don't know. I target people that are kind of a little more savvy to things, to this sort of this format here. And he's obviously way more computer savvy than I'll ever dream to be. Or whatever. So I think he's hip to this and he seemed pretty game. So I'm really, really anxious to hear what he's got to say. Everybody tune in again tomorrow. My guest tomorrow is going to be Barrett Brown. He's a journalist, Huffington Post and The Onion fame. He's a blogger, a journalist, and he's also a former member of the Anonymous Hacktivist Network former members have just pulled off a nice little coup d'etat, or if you will, or whatever. They did a free Bradley Manning, all your base are belong to us, Lulz page. Shouts to them. That provided me with some entertainment tonight. Thanks to Dick Burns, Kishu, and Victoria for holding it down with me as per usual. Check me out tomorrow night, same place, blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it. I'm out. Late. What the fuck? Oh. Oh, damn. Another, I can't help it, man. Fucking another shout out to the Lulz Sec, the Lulz Boat crew. Oh my God. For trolling, for hacking PBS. That's so epic. I can't believe it. And I lived it live on Twitter and on Blog Talk Radio and with all of you. And thanks to Kishu, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs, and Herbville. Kishu is still in the chat room. The show's over. And Kishu's saying, first I dropped my rosary in my vagina. Now I just dropped it in my mushroom soup. That's too bad, Kishu. Red Medicine, shout out to Red Medicine, who just spammed a meme generator for Steve Ogle. Apparently Steve Ogle is the meme generator. Oh, this is incredible. Oh, that is huge. How do we do this? I just type in there. How do I create the meme generator? All right, I'm going to figure that out in a second. It looks like it takes some... Whatever. Shouts out to the Red Medicine for dropping the meme generator link in there. It's for you just listening. It's memegenerator.net/Steve-Ogle. And it's spelled Steve, STEVE, dash AUGLE. Steve-Ogle. That's memegenerator.net/Steve-Ogle. Steve-Ogle, sorry. Steve-Ogle. Oh, anyway. Shouts to Kishu holding it down in the chat room, as always. And, oh, you guys don't even know. In, what, 5 days? Kishu will be here in studio holding it down with me. It's going to be a trip. I tell you, I can't wait. But yeah, I really appreciate Stabby and Herb for chiming in. That was really a treat to hear their voices on air. And I'm going to get the fuck out of here because the show's over. And that's it.
Thank you very much.